This evening, the title is Living in Abundance. Our speaker is joining us. If you've been listening to her, you will have guessed from her accent that she's joining us from Spain. Maria Moreno is a professor of ma management at the University of Valencia in Spain. She's a mother of two, and she is incredibly busy because she runs sessions for up to 4,000 people a day. And this isn't with the university that she's working with, that's her full-time job. With the Brahma Kumaris, Maria's part of a team of people who then go forward and serve, run sessions for 4,000 people. They have two or three, sometimes five sessions a day. And so if you're in Spain, look them up. Definitely. I think you'll be very happy to hear the things that they do. I know I've been very impressed as an individual with what they can achieve in a small team. Tonight, we're asking Maria to talk about abundance, how to open the door of abundance into your life. It's there, but sometimes we create a block. And so, how do we open that door to abundance? And what stops it? What are the triggers in us that stop us being able to access that resource that's there for all of us? So, taking us from a scarcity mindset to one where there is a sense of contentment and fullness. Maria will be taking your questions at the end. So after her talk, Maria is going to do a short meditation for us, and then she'll be taking your questions. If you would like to put a question to Maria, there is a question and answer link on the email that confirms your registration. If you click on that, your question will come through, and I will be putting your questions to Maria after her talk. Maria, thank you very much. Over to you.
Thank you very much. First of all, thank you to Inner Space of Covent Garden and Arti for inviting me to be with you this evening. I am very happy because I have not been in London for 2 years now because of different reasons and the pandemic. And I think it's an opportunity of traveling where you are now and having this connection with you. So thank you very much. We are trying to answer one question today. The question is, how can I feel abundance in my life? How can I attract abundance in my life and also in the life of others? I was thinking that there are four steps. I will try to do it to speak in a practical way. I mean, giving practical ideas. I hope that you find them useful. The first step is gratitude. The feeling of gratitude, I think, attracts abundance in my life because when I feel gratitude, I realize of what I have. And I turned myself in a consciousness of plenitude or abundance, inner abundance. Sometimes I can think, okay, but how can I feel gratitude? Because if I don't have money, if I have problems, if I have problems with my relations or with my job, or how can I feel gratitude? The idea is, for me, the practical idea is try to find reasons or try to have a positive attitude and find reasons for feeling that gratitude. For example, let's think in health. If I have health, maybe I don't have money, but I am healthy. So I can feel gratitude because I am healthy. One friend of mine the other day told me, I don't understand how people don't value health more. I mean, if you don't value health, you don't value your health, go to a hospital and see what is happening there. And then you will value your health. Because sometimes we value things when we miss them, when we don't have them. But when we have them, we take it for granted. So if every day I'm healthy, okay, this is normal. I take it for granted. No, to have this feeling of gratitude, each day is like a gift. Each day is a gift. So each day of my life is a great gift. So have deep gratitude for having the opportunity of living this day. So anything, or gratitude for a friendship, for having friends, or for having the opportunity of serving others, gratitude for having time, gratitude for something. Find reasons of having this feeling of gratitude, I think is very important. And sometimes it's not easy because there are some blockages, as Artie said at the very beginning, that can stop me for having that feeling of gratitude. For example, lack of self-esteem. The lack of self-esteem is a big blockage. Sometimes this lack of self-esteem is because of things happening in my childhood, or things happening to me in relations, different relations, lack of affection. Try to have a positive attitude, no matter what, and improve the self-esteem is a way also to create abundance in my life. So this is very important to sometimes it's lack of meaning. This is more connected with spiritual roots, like, for example, lack of values in my life, lack of beliefs. If I find a lack of meaning in my life, this is showing me that I have to work on my spiritual side, my spiritual level, because I have to create this light in myself in some way. So for that, meditation is very good for helping me to ignite this light in myself that can revert this process and opening me to the positive attitude. So this idea is, for me, it's very important, but the general idea is having this feeling of gratitude as much as I can. And this will attract abundance in my life, and also this will make me feel that I am plenty. I am plenty. And this will remove this feeling of emptiness. And the second step is simplicity. To live in a simple way. This attracts abundance. Maybe it seems a paradox. As much simpler I am, as much abundance I will attract. Why? I will explain that. Simply in which way? In any way. For example, in my day-to-day life, how is my food, for example? Is healthy, simple, fresh? How is my food? I am vegetarian. Since 30 years ago, I became vegetarian. And now, in fact, I am vegan. So I am the proof, the living proof that one can be vegan for many years. And I mean, my health at the moment is good, so I can survive. Anybody knows how they want to approach the food and the how to eat, but the general idea is try to be simple, try to be connected with the nature, to have a life that is in harmony with nature, not to waste food, for example, not to eat too much or things that are not healthy. Also, it's important to not to complicate our life in any way. To be simple, even in our relationships, in to connect with other people with honesty, with simplicity, and also our words, the way of speaking. It's important not to speak too much. Maybe I am speaking too much, but the idea is to speak something meaningful, not to speak for speaking. I mean, just without meaning. This is waste in some way. To avoid waste in my life, in any kind of waste. This is the idea. Also, thoughts. Think less and think positive. I think this is the slogan. Think less, think positive. This is really very important. So because the power of thoughts resides in when there is concentration, and if I think too much, there cannot be concentration. So it's important to be simple in my way of thinking and think less and positive. So simplicity. And why? Which is the reason why simplicity drives to abundance? Because simplicity means that I am using well my resources in terms of money, in terms of time, in terms of words, in terms of thoughts, all kinds of resources, in terms of food. I am using well my resources, and then I will attract abundance. This is a law, a natural law. However, if I waste, if I enter in a waste mode now, this will attract poverty in my life. So simplicity, and also for taking care of the environment. Simplicity is an important rule for being in harmony with the environment. And also, it's important to underline that the society is pushing us in the opposite direction, in the direction of consumism, in the direction of buy too many things, consume too much quantity, and throw out things that can be used. Recently, some weeks ago, I am professor at the university, and I asked my students, how many of you have your mobile phone, the mobile phone that you are having now? How many of you have your phone, mobile phone, more than 3 years? And only a few say yes. I mean, most of them had changed the mobile phone in the last 3 years. And then I asked the second question, how many of you changed your mobile phone because it was broken or it couldn't, I mean, it was not functioning well? And very, very few say yes. They throw the mobile phone out, and it was functioning well because a new model, a new more attractive model, or a new brand or whatever. So we live in a society of waste. The trends is the waste. So, and this does not attract abundance. This attracts poverty. So we must be very careful of using well our resources. And the fourth thing that is very important, the fourth step, is generosity. Generosity. Generosity in terms of what? Generosity attracts abundance in my life. Generosity in terms, not only in terms of sharing things or giving things to other people, but also in the sense of applauding the success of someone, even if I don't have that success, or be very happy of the achievement of someone, even if I don't achieve that. So in the sense of having this generous heart, generous spirit, is creating in myself this satisfaction in life. And the opposite feeling of jealousy or criticism, if I see the success of others and I'm not having the success or whatever, or if someone can get a promotion and I don't get promoted, or, I mean, this sense of jealousy attracts poverty. But but if I feel happy, those people are showing me that abundance is possible. So my spirit is not only generous, but is wider, is spreading. I mean, it's attracting the abundance in my life in the future, attracting success in the future, because happiness attracts success. So this is very tricky. And it's for me, it's an important thing. And so the idea is to change the paradigm of egoism to the paradigm of altruism. To change the thinking in only my desires, my problems, my needs, my wants, to change to an altruistic view, a view of helping others in a very, very big way. This is attracting abundance in my life, generosity. And And there is a risk in generosity, I must say, because I have observed this in some people, in many people, in fact. The syndrome, the burnt out syndrome, for many people that is dedicated to others. I mean, for example, in health services, in NGOs, in all types of voluntary works, even in families, the parents, the mother, the father, normally more the mother is more more common in mothers. Is I am a mother, I know what is it. Is the idea that I am giving so much to others, for example, one mother that is dedicating all her time to the children for many years, and she gets exhausted. And why she can be burned out? Yeah. Why? What is the reason? Because if we think generosity attracts happiness, satisfaction, abundance, why this feeling of burnt out? I think this happened because there is an imbalance. An imbalance between the taking care of the self and taking care of others. I mean, generosity doesn't mean to forget from ourselves and just think in others. No, must be a balance, not neglecting, my care. Not only care in terms of physical care, in the sense of enough rest or food or whatever, or walk, or exercise, basic things. Not only that, but also care of the inner self. For example, before we were speaking about having these spaces for myself, like, for example, walking along the beach, in solitude, being alone, listening to music, clapping in the water. These spaces for myself, this is necessary. I have to enjoy life. In this sense, there are very simple ways of enjoying life, but this is very important for having my moments for myself. Also, if I like music or I like meditation, having time for meditation. So it's a this is important for taking care of the self. It's not only taking care of the body. I have to take care of the spirit, not only the body, but also the spirit. So this is very important. So keeping this balance between being very generous and serving others, but taking care of the self as well, this is really very, very important. And so generosity attracts abundance. Keeping in mind this balance as well with the self. And the fourth step I wanted to mention is the enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for what? For my own purposes, for my projects. The enthusiasm is a focus of attraction. When there is enthusiasm, it's an explosion of energy, and the energy attracts energy. For example, I teach organization in the university. And we always say that the entrepreneurs, the people that start a project, a startup, a business, a new business, has to be very enthusiastic, because otherwise it's a failure. It's something that burn is dead. It has not success. I mean, for having success in something, you have to put enthusiasm in that. For any task, for any project, and the enthusiasm attracts resources, money, cooperation. When you see someone that is very enthusiastic, normally you like to help, you like to cooperate with that, in that project, in that, because you feel this energy, and this energy is an attraction. And I want to put you an example of this. Maybe many of you know about something about Daddy Yankee. In Brahma Kumaris, Daddy Yankee came from India some decades ago, many years ago, in the 70s. And she was so enthusiastic for his she was very enthusiastic in her purpose in life, that was teaching meditation. But she didn't speak English. She came from India. But she had so much enthusiasm that there was a team around her that helped her even with the language, because she couldn't speak. But they didn't have money, not money at all. But this was the seed of the beginning of the growing of different centers, not only in London. You know that in London there are many centers of Brahma Kumaris, some of them very big, but in other parts of UK and in Europe and in other parts of the world, so in America and in Africa, in other parts of the world. So, and the seed was the enthusiasm, not only the Daddy Yankee, but also the team that was with her. They didn't have money, no resources, but they had a lot of enthusiasm. So they attracted this abundance. And this is also said, Madre Teresa de Calcutta. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she started also her tasks, her task in India with very few resources, and everything grew due to her enthusiasm. So enthusiasm is a seed of abundance. But we can think then how to create enthusiasm, because it's easy to say, no? Okay, if I have enthusiasm for something, I will attract abundance towards that. However, how to have enthusiasm? How the enthusiasm grows? How to emerge in myself enthusiasm? My answer is easy for me. I mean, I find it easy. Is when I align my life with my purpose. When I align my life in the sense of my activities, my resources, everything, my time, especially my time, in following my purpose, then the enthusiasm is guaranteed. And then the following question will be, and how to find my purpose? And my answer is, meditation will help me. Meditation will help me because meditation allows me to reflect, to stop and reflect. You know what? We live in a society that is very focused in external things. There are so many attractions around, and sometimes there is even I had this feeling as well. There is even a bit of fear of being alone, or of being in solitude, or even being in silence. I don't know if it is your experience, but I have had this experience myself, but I see in others that when they are in silence, then they turn on the radio or the TV or the music. I mean, trying to have always something inside, but from outside to inside. Something that is from outside, some images, some distraction, or then the telephone. I have to call someone. Always finding things to do, always finding things to speak, finding things to watch. But the idea is stop. Stop having so many inputs from outside, because I don't allow myself to be just with myself, just in silence or reflecting on something alone, or even speaking to myself. Why? Is it a way of escapism, a way of escape for myself? So the idea is try to be from inside to outside. From inside to outside, not so much from outside to inside, not so much absorbing things, attractions, images, sounds. We have to live in the world, and we have, of course, to live with all of this. However, having these spaces for being with me alone, it is so important, so important. And it's only in those spaces when I can find my motivations, when I can understand myself, when I can have this moment of realization. Wow, yeah, this is what I really want. This is what really I enjoy in life. This moment triggering myself this realization of my inner purpose, and how can I be useful for society, and how can I enjoy myself. So these moments are very important, and I think we have to allow ourselves to have those moments. And this is what will allow me to be enthusiastic, because I will find my motivation. And then if I am motivated, I will be full of energy, full of enthusiasm, and I will give enthusiasm to others, because the enthusiasm is contagious. It's contagious, and it attracts cooperation attracts resources of all kind, abundance. So this is, I think, a secret, finding my motivations, having this inner enthusiasm, and put my enthusiasm in action, and this will drive to abundance in my life and in the life of the ones that are around me. No? So, finalizing, and as a summary of what I wanted to communicate, I think that for answering this question of how to feel abundance and how to attract this in my life and in the life of others, this feeling of gratitude is very important. Finding reasons in my life that to feel this gratitude inside, and also to live with simplicity, for me is very important, because it means that I am using well my resources, and to have a generous heart, generous spirit, for also sharing with others attracts, because we are not entering in this, because it's too much for today. But the law of karma, there is an interesting law that applies spiritually, the law of karma. Generosity is connected with the law of karma. If I am generous, then this will come to me in one way or another. Maybe you are familiar to this as well. But be careful with not only take care of others and give to others, but also take care of the self, for not be biased, to be balanced, and caring of the self, caring of others. And finally, to find my own enthusiasm, to find my own motivations, because this, if I align my life with this purpose, with these motivations, the enthusiasm will attract everything. So this was my reflection about this thing, this question. So
thank you, Maria. That was amazing. Very simple. But it's got me thinking in lots of directions. But before we start putting questions to you, would you mind doing the meditation for us?
You know that for meditating, it's good to start feeling relaxation in your body. We can help with the breathing deeply. We breathe very deeply. And we can feel that the tensions in our body dissolve. And we can drive our attention to a point of light in front of myself, so that my eyes are relaxed. I can close my eyes if I want to, or I can just, with my eyes open, just relax the eyes and look at point in front of myself. I feel very peaceful. My mind is peaceful. I can feel how my thoughts are coming, but I am remaining like a detached observer. I am a detached observer behind my thoughts. My thoughts are passing in my screen, in the screen of my mind. And I am in silence behind my thoughts. And in this state of mind, in this silence, I can hear my inner voice. I ask myself, what motivates me? What makes me feel happy inside? What makes me connect with my enthusiasm? What makes me feel alive? I need time. I need time with myself in solitude to know better which are my inner motivations. My inner capabilities, my inner treasures. How can I help others? How can I put my capabilities at the service of others? How can I give meaning to my life? Maybe the answers are not coming, but it's important to ask these questions many times, because sooner or later the answer will come. And the answers will allow me to be happy and enthusiastic in life. Silence is wonderful. Silence allows me to discover my inner nature, my motivations, my qualities. And silence allows me to connect with the ocean of qualities, with the ocean of peace, ocean of bliss. And keeping this state of mind, keeping this state of bliss, I again aware of my breath. I can breathe deeply and I can move my hands, my legs, keeping this peaceful and blissful state of mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. The first question that's come through is in Spanish. So please.
Wow, in Spanish.
She's a little rusty, but I think I've got the essence of it. If I'm wrong, please do correct me. So the first question is, how can we think less? Sometimes it seems impossible, or think less or stop overthinking, I think that is. Sometimes it seems impossible to stop the lines of thought.
Yeah, I will tell you something, because this is my experience. When I start meditating, now it's 29 years ago, my mind was so excited, so active. Thank you, Alexandra. my mind was so stimulated, because I had been all my life very intellectual. I mean, working a lot with books and classes and studying a lot, and very stressful as well. And my mind was very, very excited, very busy. And I couldn't concentrate. It was impossible. My thoughts were so stressed, and but little by little with the meditation, what I did at the very beginning was to use meditation commentaries. For example, I was driving, and while I was driving, I listened to meditation commentaries. While I was doing anything, I put some music, meditation music, or very calm music. I was trying to calm down my mind with also talks. Some records of talks, and little by little, with many months of doing that, one day I realized that my thoughts were more peaceful and even sometimes happy without doing anything, just spontaneously. So I think it's a question of patience, a lot of patience, discipline, but especially to give good thought, good food, because when we want to be healthy, we eat good food, healthy food. So we need to give healthy food to our mind. And healthy food is, for example, listening to talks about values, or like, for example, the one that we have now, or commentaries, meditation commentaries, reading books about spiritual, also elevated thoughts. And little by little, the mind is educating itself. So, but I don't think it's useful to try to suppress the mind. Try to suppress the mind in the sense of try to control the mind. Because the mind is like a child. If you try to control a child, the child will react. So we have to take care of the mind in a positive way, no? Not trying to suppress or to control. No, just the opposite. If I have many thoughts, okay, they come and they go, but be very positive, very give a good input, healthy inputs to the mind, I think. And with time, the mind starts having this pattern. I need to introduce new patterns of thoughts, more positive, more peaceful, more happy. And these patterns of thoughts, I need to be patient, but with the time, I will be successful.
Thank you. Second question. You talked about self-esteem and feeling of abundance being related. Can you give an example of a belief of low esteem and how it might show in your life as a feeling of scarcity?
The lack of self-esteem makes you think that you don't deserve. You don't deserve anything. And also that what you do can be or will be a failure. For example, when you are taking an exam, of course, for having a good grade in the exam, you need to study a lot. But part of the success is not only the effort and the study, is to believe that you are going to succeed, you are going to pass the exam. So because this makes you to be more, to put all your capabilities in place, If you don't have self-esteem, even if you have these capabilities, you don't put them into practice, you know? They are like hidden. And then you don't achieve anything. So yeah, I have this experience in my life many times when I felt I had a challenge and I thought, yeah, I will overcome that challenge because I am secure of myself. I am full of energy for doing that. Normally, I overcame that. It's important to have this self-confidence. This self-confidence is part of the thing. And with the abundance, is the same. I mean, if I feel lack of esteem leads to poverty, to get, because you don't feel that you deserve that. So you are blocking yourself that. So it's a question of being, but the question is how to develop this self-respect and self-esteem. But also the meditation helps in that, because with the meditation, we discover our inner qualities. Sometimes we didn't imagine that we had so many qualities inside. And again, with this self-reflection, with this attitude of being from inside to outside, no? So then you discover your inner qualities and you can apply those inner qualities to the relationships or whatever. You feel more secure and more full. Yeah. It's the law of attraction. If you feel full, you attract abundance. If you feel empty, you don't deserve anything, then you attract emptiness and poverty. It's the law of attraction. Is a lot. If you feel positive, you attract positive. If you feel negative, you attract negative things in your life. This is the law.
Thank you. So the next question, Maria, is, I don't like wasting things, and I feel that's because I really respect nature and matter. But sometimes people comment that I do this because I don't believe I deserve the best. How can I know if I'm depriving myself in the name of respecting matter or nature?
I don't understand very well. It's not to eat or not to do some things for not to feel, because I don't feel I deserve that.
That's it. Could it be that I'm not doing it because I don't think I deserve? But although I'm telling myself I'm respecting and not abusing, you know, overbuying or overusing something.
Yeah, I think in every aspect of life, there must be a balance. I mean, to live in harmony with the environment, I don't think this means to live in a extremely simple way. I mean, I have to allow myself. For example, I was thinking in holidays, no? If I think that when I take a flight, I am polluting and I am increasing the carbon oxide, and I mean, this is a bit exaggeration from my point of view. I need to have a balance between my life, my enjoyment, and also the harmony with the environment. I have to allow myself as well, or for example, with food. Maybe I have a very healthy food, but maybe one day I eat a lot of chocolate. Why not? Oh, I mention chocolate because I like chocolate a lot, but I mean, not to be so strict in some way, no? To be also a bit, to have a blind eye is sometimes is good. Always having a balance. Otherwise, if I feel repression, if I feel excess of control, this is not good. For example, I can think in an example as well. When someone wants to start being vegetarian, I had that process of many years ago, 30 years ago, passing from a diet, eating everything, to vegetarian diet. And yeah, sometimes I felt, am I eating today? I don't know what to eat. So my advice to someone that wants to be vegetarian is, if you leave a type of food, if you leave something, introduce two new things in your diet. Because otherwise you will feel empty because you are renouncing to things, and we need to feel newness and abundant in some way, not to feel emptiness. So it's this is I don't know if I capture the meaning of the question, but maybe my answer is keeping the balance and I maintain my happiness because living a simple life is happy as well. I mean, I don't need to renounce to everything. No? It's keeping this balance or going shopping, for example, if I like shopping and maybe not to do so much as maybe not to buy so many things that I don't need, but sometimes it's very nice, no? to have some new things. Keeping a balance, I think. And the idea is that I deserve everything. I mean, I don't have something because I don't deserve that. You know what I mean? I mean, I deserve everything, but I have a purpose. I have a belief, and I do like this because I believe that, not because I don't deserve that.
Interesting, because that goes straight into the next question. And the person saying that they don't spend loads of money on food and drinks, but they're medium expenditure, but they do spend a lot of money on supplements. And,
vitamins, something like that.
Is there a balance in this, or should you spend what you need, I guess?
Vitamins are good, but the excess of vitamin is not good either. I mean, everything is, again, balance. Because, for example, in my experience, being vegetarian for so many years, I need to have some supplements. Like vitamin B12. I need to have every now and then a bit of vitamin B12 and also vitamin D. And now with the pandemic, I am having some other, like for example, more vitamin C, and even I have so much fresh food with vitamin C, but even though I have a bit and zinc is also they say good for, but not many. I mean, just a little bit. It's like everything. I mean, to find ways of keeping your system protected, especially in these times of the pandemic, and that you need to be very careful with the health. But don't take too much. No? Again, be careful, but in a balanced way. No? Mm.
Thank you. And I think this might be the final question so far. Being with others sometimes triggers negative thought patterns. We can't avoid other people, but how to stop? How do you deal with this so it doesn't interfere with your positivity and abundance?
Yeah. One thing that I feel is very important, and in fact is my inner work now, I am in this moment, I am very much, I pay a lot of attention to this, in meditation especially, is the cleaning of my feelings. The feelings are very rooted, even in my subconscious mind. Sometimes I don't realize, for example, that where are these thoughts come from? I mean, where these thoughts come from? Because sometimes I it's amazing, no? Sometimes I am relating with someone and one thought comes from where? I mean, because my feelings sometimes have some negative experiences from the past has made an impact in my feelings. And this is very, very deep. And then I have to work, I am speaking from me, no? Because I'm doing this work now in myself, to clean those past bad feelings or negative feelings from others and from myself as well. For example, feeling of guilty or of not being worthy or whatever. So this is an important work, because if my feelings were clean, I didn't have any thought of this kind towards anybody, because I will be not innocent, because I know, I have wisdom, but in this kind, like a person that see that person as a first time, no? I don't have to judge, I don't have to think anything, I just enjoy, no? Enjoy the present. But we have such a burden from the past experiences, and to clean that burden is an interesting thing, because it's a key for being light and happy in life, and to have a relationship with anybody. So this is an inner work, and I think for that I need a meditation, but be very concentrated and letting this light, because in meditation we connect with our own light, our own inner world, but also with the light, the source of light. So to leave that source of light to clean all my wounds, all my negativities inside. And then, like a new person will emerge, no? More happy, more light, and yeah. I don't know if I I answer the question.
I see.
But this is my personal work now.
Wow, thank you for being so open with us. And yes, I think you did answer the question. So, Maria, thank you so much for taking time out and being with us here in London.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See you soon.
See you soon.